Thank you for having me on the show.
No problem. Thank you for jumping on and having a chat. I've just been looking at your website and it looks like you've travelled quite extensively with your music.
Yes, I certainly have. This last tour has been quite full on. I've just done the South Island with the incredible Bob McNeil and, I'm off on the North Island leg. I was in China earlier this year, in Ireland as well, and yeah, it's been pretty amazing year actually.
Yeah, sounds like it. What was China like?
It was very full on, very cool. The food was absolutely incredible. There's a bit of a grey haze over everything though. It's quite a lot of pollution, but incredible, incredible country. Loved it.
Yeah, very nice people, I've heard.
Very nice people, absolutely, yeah.
Yeah, very welcoming. My son went over there and he was just amazed at the hospitality.
Yeah, especially because most people don't speak any English and we had very little Mandarin. People would just invite us over to drink with them, hang out with them and stuff, and, you know, we would have no shared communication, but it was still super nice and we'd figure it out, you know.
Yeah, oh cool. And you're playing tonight at the Old School Arts Centre here in Raglan.
I am, yep. Actually, that gig's actually sold out already.
Oh my goodness.
Which is exciting. Yeah, Raglan's always been a stopover for me. I think I've played in Raglan like 4 or 5 times now. Always at the Old School Art Centre, and it's a great little venue. It is also quite small, though. That one's sold out already.
Oh, that's a shame. So if someone turned up and really, really wanted to go, you wouldn't be able to sneak them in.
Well, I've already had a few people asking, and I might be able to get one or two of them in potentially, but probably additional ones, probably not.
Oh, that's a shame. Do you think you'll come back, or will you do another one soon?
I will definitely come back, yeah. Probably not for a little while, though. And I was looking at the closest other gig is probably not. It's probably in Te Awamutu, which is
That's not
decent.
Too far.
How far is it? Like an hour away, is it? Or?
Yeah, probably even a bit less, if you go the back way. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. 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 That's probably the closest other gig in the area.
So when do you play Te Awamutu?
That's on the 5th of Feb.
Oh, okay. Oh,
well, yeah.
There you go. If you haven't got a ticket tonight, then get yourself over to Te Awamutu. Whereabouts there are you playing?
A place called the Woolshed Theatre.
Oh, yeah.
Looks pretty cool.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, so that's very exciting. It's real nice to be kind of able to bring this traditional music that's travelled so far across the world to all of these towns in New Zealand. And it always makes me so excited that, you know, this music's come from so far away. It's been passed down through so many different generations, and it's made its way over here, and it's still alive and thriving in New Zealand.
Yeah. Yeah, it is, and it's really uplifting, isn't it? And I think if you've got any sort of Scottish or Irish roots, like I've got both, then it just sort of reaches something inside of you and just, pulls it out. It's quite amazing.
It absolutely does, eh? And it's interesting, often, I've had lots of instances where people will come to concerts and they haven't even realised they had that connection to the music, but perhaps they had an ancestral connection or perhaps not, but somewhere, you know, deep in their DNA, something kind of resonates with that music, and it takes them someplace, which I think is so special. Music has the amazing power to do that, doesn't it?
Oh, it does, definitely. Yeah. Yeah, I love it. We were talking yesterday to Julie Grace, who's an amazing violin and fiddle player, and she's played with a few Irish bands, and she's an old friend too, so I've seen her play quite a bit, and I just love, you know, Irish music. But you do, what's the difference with you? Like, you're more Celtic. What does that mean in comparison to, like, Irish music?
Oh, good question. Yeah, so Celtic is just a broader term. It encompasses a whole bunch of different Celtic nations, of which Ireland is certainly one of them. So I play a huge amount of traditional Irish music. In fact, I'd say probably most of it is traditional Irish music. But I also play a lot of music that comes from Scotland, a lot of music that comes from the Maritimes of Canada, which was settled by Scottish and Irish people. And so there's huge amounts of Celtic influence in those areas as well. And there's also other Celtic nations, like Wales is also a Celtic nation. Parts of England, like Cornwall, are considered Celtic nations, and also Brittany in France. And they all have sort of these similar traits. The language has similar origins, and the music has also got these similar kind of origins through it. So even though the different nations are, the musics are not all the same, they have this kind of similar sound to them, and kind of like they're from the same family, perhaps distant relatives. And the reason why I use that term is just because it's an easy way to describe that I'm playing music that comes from a lot of these different places rather than only from Ireland.
Yeah, that's nice. It sort of does encompass a few different places, so sort of, you never know, it might reach a wider audience as well.
Maybe, yeah.
Yeah. Oh, cool. And so what instruments do you play? What are you playing tonight?
Yeah, so I have a wee selection that I play during my solo shows. The wooden flute is a big part of the show, and also the Irish whistles, like the tin whistle, and sometimes some low whistles as well. Also, quite a lot the singing and the storytelling through the songs is a massive part of it as well, and guitar, and also the bowron, the Irish frame drum. And also the fiddle.
Yeah, wow.
So those are sort of the ones that I do during this show. And
indeed.
Yeah, kind of a little taster of some of the different sounds that that you hear. And kind of, and each instrument kind of has its strengths, and they take you in a certain way. You know, that sound just has a certain kind of connection with the body and with the mind and stuff. And yeah, certain ones, like the tin whistle, was just so simple, and but it just immediately, when you hear the notes of the tin whistle, you just get immediately transported to Ireland. It's just such an incredible instrument. And similar with the bowron as well. You get that heartbeat kind of thump, and it just takes you places.
Yeah. And what do you have a favourite that you like playing? Or?
Well, the wooden flute is my main instrument. I would say that probably is my favourite. But each one at the right time is very important, if that makes sense. Like, it's especially with this show, I wouldn't want to play just play flute the whole night. The variety is really important, and but the flute's definitely the one that's my true love, my true passion. I spend so many hours on the flute every day, and have developed a very special connection with that instrument.
Yeah. Oh, nice. So, what do you have any like bands that or artists that have influenced you over the years in shaping your music?
Yeah, quite a lot. But probably the key person who's been the largest influence is a wooden flute player, a virtuoso flute player by the name of Chris Norman, who comes from Nova Scotia province in Canada. And when I was a baby, my parents would play me his music on his CDs as sort of lullaby music, and also just to kind of calm me down. And a lot of it was not lullaby music. Some of it was, but a lot of it was quite fast and quite dancey music. But I, as a baby, I really responded really well to it. And that was a massive part of my childhood, was listening to that music. And when I was 19 years old, I got to go and live with him on the east coast of Canada and study with him over there for a year, and sort of be his apprentice, as it were. And so that was quite an amazing experience. And he would have been definitely one of the really important kind of musical figures. But there was many others as well, like other incredible Irish bands like Lunasa, and the Bossy Band, Altan, and the Chieftains, and all of these incredible bands that were really pushing that traditional Irish music, and they really kind of helped to make it come alive again. Because for a while there, it was not cool to play traditional Irish music, and these guys really brought it back into the world stage. And suddenly, everyone was looking at it, and it's like, oh my goodness, what is this music? And Riverdance as well was the other one that was massive
yes.
for me when I was a kid. And I remember sitting on the couch at my grandparents' place, like absolutely glued to the screen, watching the VHS of Riverdance. And I just thought it was the coolest thing in the entire world. And yeah, and the music in that is just sensational.
Yeah, yeah, it is. Yes, yeah, I remember that too. Yeah, the dancing, very, very energetic.
It's been quite cool because I've had quite a few opportunities to tour with, not Riverdance, but other similar dance shows. So when I was in China for 6 weeks, it was with a show called Rhythm of the Dance, which is another one of those sort of big stage Irish dance shows with all live music, and I was part of the band, so that was an amazing experience. And also there's a Australasian-based show based in Australia called Celtic Illusion. And we just did a New Zealand tour. They just did a big Australian tour as well, and I've done lots of tours with them, playing as one of the musicians in that as well, which has been really fun. It's just, I love the dancing as well. It's just so so exciting and uplifting to watch.
Yes, yeah, it is. I mean, even going to a Kaylee is really fun.
Absolutely. Yeah, it certainly is.
Yeah. Cool. Yeah, the collaboration of being involved in something like that must be just really epic.
Yeah, real special experiences.
Yeah, yeah. Going back to your, you said that you sort of apprenticed with Chris Norman.
Yeah.
How did you get to do that? I'm just curious, how did you...
Yeah, good question, actually. So I sort of developed... it wasn't the first time I'd met him. So he used to come over to New Zealand, and I think he sort of started doing it again post-COVID. But he used to come over to New Zealand every year and run a small-scale workshop festival, which was called Boxwood. And this would be like... He would do it out... I think the first one was in like Rotorua or something, but he would do it up somewhere up north, and he would basically come over and teach for about a week or like 5 days or something, and he'd come and teach, and he'd have this incredible fiddle player who he plays with a lot called David Greenberg, and the two of them would teach workshops, flute and fiddle workshops, and they would often get some Baroque artist as well to come in and teach too. They both also play Baroque music, which is early classical music, for anyone who was confused there. They would teach, and there would be about sort of 30 to 35 people, so a very intimate setting. You know, you really get to know everybody very closely, and I was going along to those since I was probably about 15 or 16 years old. And my mum was actually helping them a lot to organise the tours around it. So they would go and they would do a bunch of concerts, and mum would help organise those shows, and also help organise them like fun activities to do, like going hiking and stuff like that. So we sort of developed a bit of a family connection with Chris. And then it just kind of, yeah, it kind of came about that, that idea kind of got planted in my mind, and just ended up asking whether he would be up for something like that, and he was.
Wow. Wow. Yeah, that's the... You've got to go for what you want, don't you?
You do, and if you do not ask, you do not get. So sometimes you just have to ask, and people can always say no.
Yeah, exactly.
And, yeah, but that's another really special thing about this style of music, is that it's not, because it's not on the super massive stage, you get to meet your heroes, and, like, they're just great people. And, you know, these absolutely sensational musicians who, in sort of in any other style, they would probably be a bit out of reach. But... You really do, and it's a really big part of it, because community is such a massive part of all folk music, and so the artists being these incredible artists who, you know, you idolize, that they're just part of the community, and they you can talk to them, and you can meet them, and
yeah,
you can have a chat with them. So it's that's really cool.
Yeah, and obviously very inspirational and encouraging. So yeah, to, you know, when you were coming up through the ranks, so yeah, and very fortunate that Chris said yes. He must have seen something in you that, you know, your passion for the music and
yeah. Well, as a kid, yeah, it was pretty obvious that I was completely obsessed, like with the flute and with learning about this music. Like it was my whole life, and I had a huge amount of drive. So I think he was pretty easily able to pick up on that.
Yeah, cool.
And, it was really cool that he responded to it how he did. And he's always been very encouraging of me.
Nice. And so, you know, you started with the flute. How did you end up picking up all the other instruments? Did that just sort of come naturally along the way, or...?
Yeah, I would say that they did. They came naturally along the way. But part of it, again, is the way my personality works. When I see something that I love, I have this deep desire to be able to do it. So one of the first ones was probably the guitar. And my dad is a really quite amazing guitar player. So I'd see him playing, and so the guitars were always around the house. And then I remember going to see a band called Grada, and they're an incredible Irish folk group, and they've got a lot of strong connections with New Zealand. So their guitarist is a New Zealander called Jerry Paul, absolutely amazing guitar player, and I remember seeing him perform on the guitar, and he's doing all of this. He's, you know, this rhythm, this Irish rhythm guitar, it's something else from like what you normally hear on the guitar. It's just driving, and there's these chords that he was playing all the way up the neck, and it was like it was like oh, he can do anything. And I remember watching that, and I'm like, I want to be able to do that. And so that started me off on the journey of guitar. And then also at another one of these Boxwoods, hearing David Greenberg, who in my mind is, to this day, he's still my favorite fiddle player of all time. Hearing him play the fiddle, I was like, my goodness, like, I have to pick up the fiddle. And I got my first ever fiddle lesson, even just learning how to hold the fiddle, was from him. So,
wow.
I mean, my first fiddle lesson was, in my opinion, from the best fiddle player who I've ever heard in the entire world. And my second fiddle lesson was also from another absolutely incredible fiddle player, Scottish fiddle player called Gregor Borland, who came and stayed with us, because my parents, you know, again, like, they're just supporters of the art. So he was on tour, and they just hosted him for the night, which meant I got to meet him and got to play a tune with him and get a fiddle lesson from him. And wow, like, it just, thinking about it, just had so much amazing opportunities kind of come my way.
Yeah. Oh, nice of your parents. Might have been a slight ulterior motive, do you think?
Oh, yeah, I'd say so, yeah. I'd say they definitely had they had me in mind a little bit. They were always extremely supportive, you know. It was just whatever they could do to help that dream, they absolutely did. So very thankful for them for that, because I know not everybody gets that opportunity.
No, they don't. No, so yeah, very fortunate. And do you have brothers and sisters? Do they play music?
I do have a sister. Yeah, she's been recently getting into the music. She has more been like a visual artist, and also she does like aerial silks, and she does fire spinning, and she's an amazing dancer. So sort of those other mediums in the past have been her, and still are, her kind of way of expressing herself. But recently as well, she's been getting into singing. And she's quite an amazing performer as well. Like, she just kind of has that performance thing in her as well, which is really exciting. So I guess it's, yeah, quite a creative family, which is really, really fun to be around people like that.
Oh, definitely. Yeah, definitely helps you. Yeah, develop your creative side along the way. But maybe,
absolutely.
You never know, you could go on tour with your sister, do you think?
Maybe one day, yeah. And, that would be quite cool. We've definitely considered doing some sort of a collaborative project where I do music and she does, like, circus silks or fire spinning and create some kind of thing, because I think that would be quite special.
Yeah, I can see that. It would be a really cool show. Yeah, it would be like a mini Cirque du Soleil sort of thing.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, brilliant. Cool. And do you want to tell us anything else about the show tonight? Though being sold out, I'm sort of thinking people might have to go on Raglan notice board and ask if anyone's got spare tickets or, you know.
Yeah. Canceling. Yeah, good question. So I guess the show that I do, it's kind of imagine it a little bit like you could imagine like a bard of old, like coming to a tavern in the town and coming in. There's a lot of storytelling and there's even a bit of history in there and some humor and all of those different things, and this variety of different songs and tunes and instruments and everything. And it kind of takes you back in time a little bit to the days when that was sort of what would be. Someone would come in and this performer would come and they'd sing all these amazing songs, and all the songs would take you on this journey. And yeah, and the storytelling is just such an important aspect of it, like the introduction of the songs and putting them into perspective. And I kind of like to think of it as sort of opening the door to let people in, so that they can enjoy the music and understand it as much as I do. And that seems like a really, really big part of it.
It sounds really, yeah, amazing. I wish I was coming along, but I've committed to go to another gig in Hamilton.
there's a memorial concert, I believe, in Hamilton.
Yeah.
Is that what you're going to?
Yeah, for Chris Thompson, yeah, because I knew him. And it's been in the pipeline for a while, so... Yeah, but definitely maybe I'll come through to Taumu too.
Yeah, nice one. Yeah. Before we wrap up, do you mind if I read out the gig list?
Oh, no, definitely.
That I have in front of me, in case anybody has
got
friends in any of these places. So, obviously, tonight is sold out in Raglan, and then... tomorrow night in Rotorua, then on the 2nd in Gisborne, on the 4th in Tauranga, actually that one's sold out as well, and then on the 5th in Te Awamutu, I'm playing in Waipu, I'm playing in Kerikeri, Dargaville, Whangarei Heads, and also Whanganui. And all of the information, and also a bunch more information, and also you can listen to some music, is all on my website, which is renniepearsonmusic.com.
Yeah, I read that out before for tickets, but yeah, there's no point going on there for tickets for tonight. But yeah, the 5th in Te Awamutu sounds very promising.
Too good.
Cool. Well, we'll play some more of your music through the end of the show. And thank you very much for coming on and telling us a little bit about yourself and what you do. And yeah, I do have a couple of questions that I normally ask on my show. But I'm filling in for Aaron, but I'm going to ask them anyway. The first one is, what makes you bounce out of bed in the mornings?
Oh, what makes me bounce out of bed in the morning? That is a good question. I feel like there's just a kind of excitement for the day. that and the possibilities of what might happen, you know. It's quite exciting not knowing. Yeah. And you just kind of wake up and you get to jump on the roller coaster and just go where it takes you.
Yeah, brilliant. Yeah, I love that, not knowing. It's the best way to live.
Mm.
Yeah, cool. And the second one is, what did you love doing as a kid when you were little?
Ooh, yeah. Oh, so many things. I was, when I was a kid, I was very into music, but I was also mad into martial arts, and I wanted to be a ninja. And I would climb trees, and I would jump out from as high as I possibly could, and practice all of that thing, and practice stealth, and throwing shuriken, and all this kind of stuff. I was a bit of a wacko kid, but I absolutely loved being outside, and just interacting with the world around me, particularly if I was in the bush. Absolutely loved that.
Nice. Yeah, and maybe plays into a little bit with the connection you have developed with, you know, your audience when you're on stage.
Yeah, I would say so, and definitely also like massive connection with the ancient music, I think, as well, like that the connection with the land and stuff, and the connection with, you know, music that's been passed on from the ancestors. I'd say there's definitely something there.
Yeah. And because do you have Irish and Scottish heritage?
I have some Irish heritage, yeah. It's actually it's a good few generations back, and I didn't know anything about it when I got into the music. Like, it was totally just from hearing it and falling in love with it. But now I have discovered, yeah, I do have some Irish heritage on my grandmother's side.
Oh, nice. Yeah. Yeah, I don't think it matters how far back it goes. It's, you know, if it's there,
it doesn't.
It's there.
It's in your DNA.
Yeah, definitely. Oh, cool. Oh, well, thank you so much for chatting, and have a really good show tonight.
Thank you so much. Thanks for having me on. Really enjoyed it.
No problem. And we'll play another one of your songs. We'll play the other one that you recommended, which was Two Sisters. Is it the Two Sisters?
Yeah.
We'll try and get that one going, because we've played the other one, the Battering Ram, is it?
Yeah.
Yep, and we played the Scottish flute, so...
cool.
Yeah, so we'll play the Two Sisters now, and you have a lovely rest of your day and safe travels over
here. I will. Thank you so much.
Cool. Thanks very much, Rene. And bye. And that was Rene Pearson talking to him about his gig tonight. And now we will play The Two Sisters, if we can get that one going. Here it is.
Side by side, sing I, dum, a sing I, day. There were two sisters side by side, the boys are bound for me. There were two sisters side by side, the eldest for young Johnny cried. Singing I'll be true unto my love if you'll be true to me. Oh, but Johnny bought the youngest a golden ring, sing I, dum, a sing I, day. Oh, but Johnny bought the youngest a golden ring, the boys are bound for me. Oh, Johnny bought the youngest a golden ring, he didn't get a sister anything. Singing I'll be true unto my love if you'll be true to me. sleigh when I come by the store near him. Sing I, dum, sing I day. As they when I walk by the store near him, the boys are bound for me. As they when I walk by the store near him, the eldest pushed her sister in. Singing I'll be true unto my love if you'll be true to me. Oh sister, sister, give me your hand. Sing I, dum, sing I day. Oh, sister, sister, give me your hand. The boys are bound for me. Oh, sister, please, won't you give me your hand? You can have Johnny and all his land. Sing and I'll be true unto my love if you'll be true to me. Oh, sister, how not to give you my hand? Sing I, dumb, sing I, day. Sister, how not to give you my hand? The boys are bound for me. Sister, how not to give you my hand? But I'll take Johnny and all his land. Singing, I'll be true unto my love if you'll be true to me. She swam, the boys are bound for me. Oh, away she sank and away she swam till she came to the miller's dam. Singing, I'll be true unto my love if you'll be true to me. Oh, the miller he took her golden ring. Sing I, dumb, I sing I, day. The millery took her golden ring. The boys are bound for me. That millery took her golden ring. Then he pushed her in again. Singing, I'll be true unto my love if you'll be true to me. Singing, I'll be true unto my love if you'll be true to me.